The 51st International Eucharistic Congress is taking place this week in Cebu in the Philippines. The event brings together thousands of people from around the world to worship together and to celebrate the Eucharist. The head of Vatican Radio's English section, Sean Patrick Lovett, is in Cebu for us and joins us now live on the line. Good morning, Sean.
It may sound strange for those of you who are listening to this live link up at home where you may just be trying to wake up, because as your day begins, our day comes to an end here in Cebu. And the highlight of today's Eucharistic Congress was unsurprisingly the intervention of the Archbishop of Manila, Cardinal Luis Antonio Tagle. His theme was the Eucharist and culture. And in about an hour, he managed to give us a 365-degree presentation of culture, what he calls cultural intelligence. We've had enough of IQs and EQs, he says. It's time to experiment with CQs, cultural quotients, which he defines as a cultural awareness that allows us to meet people where they're at. He spoke about the dangers and the challenges of digital cultures, where the church strives to communicate a real presence in a virtual world in which nothing is quite as it seems. He contrasted community culture with an individualistic culture, the culture of the self-help and the selfie. And he described the Eucharist as a culture of convocation, of not just a coming together, but a being together with others. Oh, and just to conclude, if there are any priests who are awake in Rome right now, they may be interested to know that he defined a celibate culture in three words, and I quote, a single bed.